Welcome into another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm Glenn Martin, riding solo tonight with DK, still in the back, running the show. In this episode, we're going to discuss a one-year extension to a Ravens pass catcher. But before we get into it, take a second. If you like the content, hit the subscribe button, drop a like. It certainly helps us out. But without further ado, DK, if you could help me out here. The Ravens have announced they have reached a one-year contract extension with Nelson Agholor. So shout out to Nelson Agholor for inking a one-year extension with the Ravens. I know at least what we saw from him, his limited time in front of a microphone, seemed like he really, really liked the culture here, liked the fit here. And so, look, as a Ravens fan, I'm pretty happy about this. I know that there were some time constraints with Nelson Agholor in helping reduce the dead cap money, because he was one of the free agents that we signed with some void years on the back end of his contract. So because of the fact they got this deal done when they did, before tomorrow, the 19th, they were able to avoid $1.66 million in dead money that would have hit the cap this year. Now they kind of kicked the can down the road. So next year it would hit unless there's another extension met. But that was one of the few names that we saw linked that if they wanted to bring this guy back, then it would be best to do it before tomorrow, February 19th, when those void years would have ended up counting against the cap for this year. So be on the lookout, because Zeitler would hit for 4.26 next tomorrow, Gus for 1.8, and Yasin for 1.6, among others. Let's see. Stone could hit. So if they want any of those guys back, and I got to imagine that Zeitler's certainly in consideration, then it's got to be happening in the next 2 days, or it's just going to cost you $4.2 million to sign him later. So might as well get it done if he's in your plans. But as far as Nelson Agholor goes, look, he's a 10-year vet. Get a 10-year vet guy back in the room. In a room that's right now looking pretty young when you look at Bateman and Zay Flowers are leading the way. It's nice to get a 10-year vet who, you know, certainly won't disrupt the culture, a guy who fits right in and was loved by the team. A productive guy, relatively limited role in comparison to some of the guys around him. We know there was a lot of mouths to feed, and fortunately for the Ravens, a lot of the guys stayed relatively healthy outside of Mark Andrews, who, you know, kind of funny enough, still ended up leading the team in receiving touchdowns with 6. But Nelson Agholor, from a wide receiver position, was number 3 from a production standpoint, behind Zay Flowers and Odell Beckham Jr. He played in all 17 games, so incredibly healthy, reliable. You got to like to see that. He had 4 touchdowns, had a touchdown in the postseason, which was nice to see. Averaged just about 11 yards per reception. Didn't have those bad drops that we saw from some of his previous stops, which kind of got him ran out of town and got a little sour to the fan base. Didn't see that in his time with the Ravens. So, I welcome getting some assurance for next season and knowing what you have, because we know what we got in Nelson Agholor. Also, what this means is for Lamar Jackson, he's got 6 of his 7 leading pass catchers under contract for next season. The only of those 7 that's not under contract is Odell Beckham Jr. But everyone else, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, now Agholor, Bateman, I mean, all those guys are under contract. And I think any Ravens fan that's been here for more than a few years knows it's been some pretty lean years in the wide receiver position. And it's nice to have that guy back. So, look, I mean, if you're looking for Nelson Agholor, if you're looking for a number one receiver signing or some huge splash at this time of year, you're not getting it. So this is about as good as it gets from a, you know, adding a pass catcher to the room standpoint. And yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I know some Ravens fans may, like typical, bash it a little bit for it not being the biggest name. And maybe he didn't have the cachet of Odell Beckham when brought in, but ultimately was a producer, and I think the Ravens are better off having him. So let us know what you guys think, certainly in the comments below, if this was a good deal. Didn't get the contract details yet, so we can't really judge from that standpoint, but I got to imagine that they didn't break the bank to bring Nelson Agholor back. So let me know what you guys think in the comments below, and we'll talk soon.